Hey, good morning. Good morning. I'm starting a little bit early today because I have an engagement to go to a little later. So I wanted to pop on and start early. Good morning. My name is Karen Elizabeth, and I am Pat and Jack's baby girl. And welcome to Karen's Inquisitive Corner. I hope you all are having a wonderful Saturday. I am having an amazing Saturday. The weather has been great. And we have an amazing topic for you all today, and we're going to go on and get started. So today we're going to talk about memory loss versus dementia. And we're going to talk about the different signs and symptoms that you may go through with just normal memory loss versus what you would go through if you had a diagnosis of dementia or a diagnosis of Alzheimer's. So, how many of you all have lost your keys in your house? Or your keys, they may be in your purse. You looked in your purse, you couldn't find them. You go back, the keys are there. How many of you all have went to a room and forgot what you went to the room to get? And you're like, what in the world did I come in here to get? You totally forgot it. I know I am not the only one. And have you ever been on your telephone and you're looking for your telephone and think, what are you doing? I'm looking for my phone. I can't find my phone. But you're actually on the telephone. I'm not the only one. Don't be thinking, Karen, I'm not the only one. Okay. Have you ever been in the middle of a conversation and you totally forget what you were getting ready to say? Totally forget it. And it doesn't come back to you. It may come back to you, but you'll think about it. Totally left your mind. Have you ever stood in the middle of your floor at home and said, Lord, please take me to those earrings. Please take me to where my purse is. Please show me where my keys are. I am not the only one. He always shows me. But sometimes I just cannot find something. I'm like, Lord, please just show me where my phone is. Show me where my phone is. And I cannot forget this one. How many of you all have two or three children and you run down the names before you get to the one you want? My daddy was notorious for that. He would say, Valerie, Sia, Philip, Karen, and finally get to my name. Sometimes I do that with Patrick and Patrice, and I do it a whole lot with Zaylin and Patrick. I call Zaylin Patrick. So all of these things are things that we have experienced. If you have not experienced them yet, keep living, you will. So at a young age, we forget things like, where our purse is and so forth. And, we just kind of laugh it off like, oh my goodness, I'm getting old or I'm getting Alzheimer's or something like that. We kind of laugh it off, not seriously thinking that we're getting dementia or we're getting Alzheimer's. But sometimes those things can actually be the beginning of something really, really serious. Now, as we reach our 20s, yes, as we reach our 20s, our bodies actually produce fewer chemicals in our brain cells. Okay. And the cells and chemicals to what our brain needs to function at the age of 20, it starts decreasing. We start producing less. Now, this changes our effect of our memory. It changes how we're able to remember at 20. Who knew at 20? So this process actually starts at a very, very young age. Now, healthy people can experience memory loss. You can be healthy, you can eat right, you can get enough sleep and everything, but you can still have memory loss. And it can actually start at any age. And then when I researched it, the youngest I found was around 12 years old, where you can start having memory loss. Now, at 12 years old, this is not the start of a normal memory loss pattern of aging at 12. A lot of things, teenagers go through so much, so many more things than I went through as a teenager, and so many more things that Zaylin will go through when he becomes a teenager. But teenagers experience hormones. You have hormones all over the house, all over the house. And puberty, oh my God, they experience puberty. Their emotions are everywhere. They become overstimulated and they actually get forgetful. So sometimes when you're a teenager, you tell your teenager to do something and your teenager says, "Mom, I forgot," or "Dad, I forgot." Sometimes they really forgot it because their body is overstimulated. The anxiety and the stress is high, worried about girlfriends and boyfriends and the prom and the dance and what they're going to wear to school tomorrow. They don't eat right a lot of times. They don't get enough sleep. A lot of times, some of them, unfortunately, adults too, are vaping, they're smoking marijuana. Both of those things can cause memory loss. But the thing about vaping and marijuana that I read, and I didn't know this until I read it, is that when you smoke marijuana, memory loss can actually linger for weeks, even if you're not smoking it. It can actually linger for weeks. So you could have smoked a joint today, 2 weeks from now, you could be experiencing memory loss from smoking marijuana today or yesterday or tomorrow. So I thought that was very interesting. And also, you know, childhood trauma. And there's also something called childhood anemia, where they just forget something. Okay, they just amnesia, where they totally just forget something. So as I said earlier, sometimes as teenagers go through all of these things, it actually affects their memory and they can actually forget things. So sometimes when your children say they forgot it, don't be so hard on them. You know, think about what they've been going on. They might have had a concert. They might have had a dance. They could be real stressed out about something. And that could actually affect their ability to remember something. Now, I also want to say that these things, not eating right, smoking, vaping, not getting enough sleep, anxiety and stress can affect anybody. At any age, it can affect their memory. Anybody at any age, these things, along with a lot of other things, not taking your medications on time, not exercising, and so forth, can actually affect your memory. I know when I started taking care of my mom and taking care of her house, and making sure her house was clean, making sure her bills were paid, making sure she had groceries, making sure, you know, all her clothes were washed and she had washing powders and all the stuff she needed at her house. I couldn't get together what I needed at my house. I would forget things. I would forget to pay bills and so forth. So that is actually true. And a lot of you all can actually relate to that. Now, almost 40% of us will experience some type of memory loss when we turn 65. Okay, that's just normal aging memory loss. It's going to happen. But even if we experience memory loss, chances are still unlikely that it is Alzheimer's or that it could be dementia. Okay? For the most part, our memory loss is mild enough that we can still live our day to day. We can have memory loss, but it's not going to interrupt our day to day. It's not going to interrupt us going to work. It's not going to interrupt us going to church or cooking a meal or going shopping or remember how to drive to Kroger. It's just progressive memory loss as we all get as we age. And at 61, I can really feel the memory loss versus when I was 31. One important thing to note is a lot of people interchange dementia with Alzheimer's. Now, dementia is very, very different from Alzheimer's. Dementia is not a disease, okay? And some say, as I researched, what I thought it was very interesting is that dementia is not a diagnosis. Now, as a nurse, I've actually seen dementia as a diagnosis. I've also seen a confusion and so forth. But some people say that dementia is not even a diagnosis, but it's definitely not a disease. Okay, so to put it very simply, there are different levels of memory loss. Okay, and not all memory loss is due to dementia. So you can have symptoms of dementia and have the disease of Alzheimer's because you have symptoms of dementia. But dementia is not the disease. The dementia is the signs and symptoms that you have to support the disease. Okay? Now, living a healthy life, we're all going to go through normal mental loss, okay? Some of us live unhealthy lives, but we're still going to go through that normal mental memory loss, unless we have something else going on with us, like I said, really high anxiety jobs or something like that, family anxiety. It could come on earlier, but it's usually going to start around the age of 45. Okay, we're going to start that just normal forgetting where things are, you know, getting confused about things. You thought you paid this bill and you didn't write it down that you paid it. Yeah, I have to write mine down. That, and if I forget to write it down, then I'll forget if I paid it or not. So it's a lot of variances when we look at the normal development of memory loss versus having dementia, the signs and symptoms of dementia, and then going into the disease of Alzheimer's. So I want to explain and give you some signs and symptoms right now and really, really listen to this, okay? Because you can really think about some of the things that you may be going through or some of the things that somebody you love may be going through. So I'm gonna talk about just normal aging of memory loss, dementia, and then Alzheimer's. For example, just normal aging may be you may make a bad decision about something. You may make a really quick decision about something, whereas you used to would sit down and really think about it, look at the pros and cons and so forth. But with normal aging, sometimes we just make bad decisions. Now, with dementia, we're going to consistently demonstrate poor decision making. With Alzheimer's, we're not going to be able to make a decision at all. With normal aging, we may forget what day it is. I do that now. You may forget what day it is. With dementia, you may forget what day and what season it is. But with Alzheimer's, you have no sense of time, no sense of day, no sense of season, year, or anything. With normal aging, you may search for the right word to use in a conversation. You might think, I'm trying to say, and you think about what word to put into that conversation or to put into that sentence. With dementia, you're struggling to maintain a conversation because you're not remembering what was said prior for you to comment. With Alzheimer's, you're unable to have a conversation, especially a consistent conversation, okay? Now, of course, late stages of Alzheimer's, you're not gonna be able to have a conversation at all. Early stage, mid stage, you may be able to have a conversation, but it's not going to be a consistent conversation because you're not going to be able to remember it. Now, with normal aging, you may forget to pay a bill, okay? With dementia, you're going to experience problems with your finances, like balancing a checkbook, looking at your visa statement to see what was spent and calculating how much you have left. Of course, with Alzheimer's, you're not going to be able to manage finances at all. Now, I know with mom, with her dementia to the point of where she is now, she had a really, really hard time of managing her checkbook, and she was very, very meticulous about her checkbook. You know, she'd sit down, she'd manage it, she'd pay her bills, but slowly the checkbook, you know, she wasn't able to manage it. Slowly she wasn't able to pay her bills, and then to the point where, you know, she just doesn't think about them right now to even comprehend to pay a water bill or a light bill. Normal aging may also include losing items, you know, like your keys or your glasses. Now, I know it's going to be hard for me to lose glasses because I got so many pair, but I may lose a favorite pair of glasses. That's going to be normal aging. Now, with dementia, misplacing things frequently. So you're going to misplace things a lot. You had your keys just 5 minutes ago, you can't find them. You had your glasses 2 minutes ago. You don't know where they are. They may be actually on the top of your head. I've seen this before where people have had glasses on the top of their head, but they're actually looking for their glasses. Kind of like being on the phone and looking for your phone. But dementia, you're unable to find them. With Alzheimer's, you don't even know that you misplaced the item. You don't even know that you misplaced it. With normal aging, you may forget somebody's name. You may forget somebody that you just met, or possibly forget somebody that you met a long time ago. Now, I have always had problems with names, but I never forget a face. I always have problems with names, but I never forget a face. Normal aging. Now, with dementia, you may forget the name of a close friend or forget the name of a family member. With Alzheimer's, you're not going to remember. Now, with Alzheimer's, like I said, the different stages, late stages, you're not going to remember anybody or anything. Early stages, you may say, hey, is that my husband? You know, is that my wife? But then the next second, you may ask again, who is that woman in there? Is that my wife? Who is she? Where did she come from? With normal memory, you may find it difficult sometimes to locate new things. You may find it difficult to actually follow instructions or directions to get somewhere. With dementia, you actually may get lost. Okay, mom did that when she was driving. She would get lost going from home, from Hard Bargain, right over to the graveyard, to Kroger, you know, like a couple of blocks away. She forgot how to get there with aging, okay? And of course, with Alzheimer's, no area is really going to be familiar with you. You could have went there this morning and you go back this afternoon, it's not going to be familiar to you. One more thing is your mood with normal aging actually may fluctuate. Okay, your mood may change. You may not be the same person that you were 20 years ago. Just normal aging. Your mood consistency may change. With dementia, you may have dramatic mood swings. You could go up, you could go down, you could go off about something that you've never gone off about before. You know, it could really hit you differently. Now, a lot of times with people that are having onsets of dementia, they try to fill in the gaps. Okay, they try to fill in the gaps because they know that they're losing this control of their memory. So they may fill in the gaps with something that has nothing to do with nothing. And this may increase their anxiety and increase their anger because they know that something is going on with them that they really may not have any control over. And of course, with Alzheimer's, you know, your mood is just, you know, you may spit your food out. you know, with Alzheimer's late stages, you're going to forget to eat. You're going to forget how to eat. Early stages, you're going to forget if you even ate at all. So I really want you all to take away some of the signs and symptoms of normal aging. It's just a normal aging process. A process, signs and symptoms where you may be going into dementia, or you may have somebody that you love that's going into dementia, and that's when you want to get them to a doctor. Now, dementia is not anything that can be cured. You cannot cure it, but there's medication out there that can actually slow it down. There's actually medication that can slow it down. There's behavior modification where you can remind yourself with notes and alarms and so forth. So it's a lot of interventions out there to help you and your loved one if you find yourself going through these stages of forgetfulness and they actually increase. Because I know at one point when mom was able to say what time it was and what day it was, I actually got her a clock off of Amazon, and it had the time in big letters. It had the day in big letters. It had the date in big letters. And it said when it was pre-dawn, when the sun was rising, and everything. And before she got to the point where she is now, she was able to look at that. And when she asked me what time it was, I said, "Mom, look at your clock. What time is it?" Now, of course, she's not at that point, but there are a lot of things that can help out if you find yourself getting to this point. Now, one other thing I want to share with you before I leave is there are a lot of different tests, and I'm actually going to post some of these tests online that you yourself can go in. They're free, that you can go in and actually take small little tests to test your memory. And the results of that test will let you know whether you have a normal aging or whether you probably need to go and see about your aging. One test is that a person may do their hands in one position. They may do their hands in different ways, and they want you to mimic that. So a doctor may say, "Put your hands like my hands. Do your hands like my hands. Put your fingers like my fingers." They may mimic that, and they want you to mimic it, okay, to do it. That's a very, very simple test to see if you're able to transfer that knowledge and do your fingers the same way as a doctor or the same way as somebody else. If you think that somebody is having some type of memory loss, then hey, look, play a game with them and do some hand figures and see if they can do it. Another thing is have them sit and write a clock, draw a clock and put the numbers in. I know initially with mom's confusion and dementia, the doctor would ask her to write a clock and put the numbers in until it got to the point where she couldn't do it. She just could not do it. She could not do the circle. The clock was on the wall, but she could not do the circle. She could not do the numbers or anything. So those are a couple of really, really easy tests that you can do to see where your memory is or where a loved one's memory is. It's also a mini mental status examination, MMSE. That you can look up. I'm going to put, like I said, I'm going to put all of this online. And it's also a SAGE test. It's actually at home. It's all of these are at home. All of these are online that you can do. Another thing is you can simply tell a story. Tell a story. Have the person tell you the story back. You can tell them a series of names, no more than about five. And have them give you the names back. You can tell them five tasks and ask them to name those tasks back to you. Now, normally, you should be able to name three out of five. If you're only able to name 2 out of 5 or 1 out of 5, you probably need to go get checked. So as we close, we're going to take one of the tests right now, and I'm going to actually show you all 5 words. 5 words. And if you remember all 5 of those words, please write the 5 words in the comments. If you get 3 out of the 5, normal aging, you're fine. Okay? If you get 5 out of the 5, 100%, you're doing amazing. If you get 2 out of the 5 or 1 out of the 5, then you probably need to go get checked. Okay? And as I close, when I show you all this, as I close, what I know that I know that I know today is, a lot of times we have mental exhaustion and then we have physical exhaustion. We're just tired. What I have found in the last year is that mental exhaustion is worse for me than just being physically tired. Okay, mentally just kind of goes hand in hand with really being physically tired. It just actually wears you out. You cannot think about anything. It actually wears you out. So rest your physical body and rest your mental capacity. Rest both of them. Get to a place where you can actually rest, a stress-free place, a place that's quiet, a place where people will allow you to just rest your mind. One thing that I'm going to do on the show is have somebody come in and really talk about how to actually empty your mind and rest your mind. That is really, really, really a hard thing to do. Because a lot of times when I sit, I'm thinking about things. I'm thinking about what I should be doing. I'm thinking about what I forgot to do. I'm thinking about what I need to do. I'm thinking about yesterday. I'm thinking about right now. I'm thinking about tomorrow. You know, all at the same time. So though I'm sitting quiet, I'm not listening to music or looking at the television, my mind is still going. So we really have to be able to clear our mind to just rest it. Okay? And I'm really going to talk about that more because that is very, very, very important to be able to just rest your mind. One of the ways that I rest my mind is I go to Memphis to visit my best friend. And on the road to Memphis, I can just feel the stress coming off of me. I can just feel the relaxation on my way there because I know I'm going into a stress-free place. I don't have to do anything if I don't want to do it. And that's just the place where I can rest my mind. She and I can sit in the same room for hours and not say a word to each other. Or we can talk here or there. We don't have any television. We don't have to have a television. We don't have to have a radio. But that is just how I can truly, truly relax my mind. So here are the 5 words. Okay, so let's just do this mini mental test and let's see where you stand. Thank y'all so much for joining Karen's Inquisitive Corner. If you have any topics, please let me know what you all want to hear. I have so many topics that are still going to be coming out, still going to Spring Nail, and we're going to talk to Johnny, still going to my cousins, Samantha Fisher. We're going to do facials. I know that someone went to, Rhonda Derricks went to the Body Benefit. So Rhonda, put in comments and let us know how you enjoyed the Body Benefit. I'm still going, maybe next week, but I'm still going to be going too. So I love you. You have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.